Let's pray together. God, we are truly mindful today that our blessings come from you, that you are the source of every good and perfect gift, and we rejoice in that tonight. We pray that our hearts might be truly filled with thanksgiving, with praise, with joy, as we concentrate on who you are, what you've done for us, and as we look ahead to what you're going to do. We just ask that your Holy Spirit would guide and direct this service. Help me to say what you want me to say, and the ones who are sharing their testimonies tonight, may you speak through them. May your name be honored and glorified. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, happy Thanksgiving, a day late. And how many of you are full? Anybody need any more food at all? Okay.
You need my translation?
Oh, yes, I do. Can we go ahead and translate that?
I forgot.
Okay. Yes, I forgot on Sunday as well. I will try to remember. I have a translator here for
me. I forgot what you said, so.
Well, I think that the food is great, and we know a lot of people put a lot of hard work into this meal.
谢谢许多人为了今天的食物付上他们的爱心。
So I think we ought to give a round of applause to all of our cooks tonight.
所以我们为今天所有煮饭煮菜的弟兄姐妹，我们大家一起为他们鼓掌。
Well, tonight I have a short message, and as you can guess, it's on Thanksgiving.
今天我的信息很短，你们也已经知道这个题目是什么。
And in particular, we're going to be talking about enemies of Thanksgiving.
今天我要讲的是跟感恩作对的东西。Maybe
you didn't know there were enemies of Thanksgiving, but there actually are.
也许你从来没想过有什么事情是跟感恩作对的。And
we know that if we could recognize these enemies and just shoot them down, that would be nice.
如果我们知道这些跟感恩为敌的东西，我们能够把它扫除的话，应该是更好。
But we will try a different method tonight.
但今天晚上我们用另外一种方法来讲。The
first enemy of Thanksgiving I want to talk about is discontentment.
第一个跟感恩作对的这个敌人就是不满足。And
I've written a brief definition of these words so that you will know exactly what I mean by them.
所以我查了一下它的字典。Discontentment
is dissatisfaction.
第一个就是不满意,
or restless desire for something more or different.
或者是心里有一种一直不停止的欲望，想要得到更多的或是不同的。
And when we're discontent, it's pretty hard to be thankful.
所以一个不能够满足的心就很难去感恩。
And then the second thing we want to talk about is covetousness.
第二个是贪恋。Covetousness
is a strong desire for, especially for something another person has.
第一个定义就是有对一个某种东西有特别的一个渴望，特别是别人所有你没有。
All right, we're installing some important updates too. it can be a craving.
第二个是心里面的那种欲求，很想要得到。
A longing for something.
渴慕。
Now, I don't know how many of you received these, but I received these in my newspaper box.
所以我不晓得大家在你的信箱里面有没有收到有很多的广告，感恩节的广告。
How many of you received all the Black Friday specials?
关于这个Black Friday的广告。
And how many of you spent hours looking through them?
多少人真的花时间去看的。
And I know you had your route all planned. I'm going here and then here, then here, then here.
甚至有人把这个地图，最这个周详的地图都已经做好。Well,
I must admit I did some shopping as well.
就像我也承认我今天去做了一些shopping。But
did you know that the purpose of these flyers and these advertisers is to make you discontent and covetous?
所以这些广告的目的就是让你感觉到
Because if you were happy with what you had, you wouldn't buy anything else, would you?
因为你如果很满意你所有的，你就不会去卖东西。
And so if you can make you unhappy and think you need something better, then that's what they want to do.
所以他们就是要勾起你对这些新东西的欲望。
So we have our Black Friday sales.
所以我们称它为黑色星期五。
Yuju, who stays with us, he's from China, a student here in the United States, asked me, where did Black Friday come from?
所以有些我的学生、特别是中国大陆来的，他们就问我说，这个黑色星期五这个典故从哪里来的？
And I used one word, greed.
我就告诉他、这个起源就是一个贪字。
Black Friday, because only in America people trample others for sales exactly one day after being thankful for what they already have.
所以黑色星期五是只有在美洲才发生的，就是大家互相的践踏、去抢购、感觉到自己真的有足够的东西。
I'm sorry. This is posted on my Facebook page. It said only one Black Friday offers eternal savings.
但是在我的 Facebook 上面，我所放上去的是只有一个真正的黑色的星期五是能够、来给人家永恒的拯救的。
And the third one I want to talk about is comparison.
第三个就是喜欢比较、攀比。
I start looking at what I have and what you have.
比较我所有的跟别人所有的。
What you can do and what I can do.
别人能够做的跟我能够做的。
Start comparing with each other.
跟别人比来比去。
And then pretty soon I find out that I am envying.
很快的我就对人有嫉妒。
Because I want what you got.
因为我喜欢别人有那种。
And I wish I had the abilities that you had.
我也希望我有那种能力能够得到这些东西。
Because envy is defined as a feeling of discontent or ill will because another person's advantages, possessions, or abilities.
嫉妒的定义就是一种心中的感受、对现状的不满或者是、不高兴的情绪，因为我们看到别人有、比我强的地方，或是有比我多的东西，或是比我有更高的能力。
Or wanting another's advantages, possessions, or abilities.
或者是我们心里面想要去取得别人这些优势、他所拥有的或是他的这些能力。
And when we start comparing ourselves with each other and looking at each other pretty soon, it's pretty hard to be thankful because we think people are better than what we are and we wish we could do that.
所以当我们喜欢跟别人比较的时候，我们就失去了那种满足的心理。
Or we wish we could have what they have.
我们当然心里面也很希望能够像别人那样。
And another enemy is greed.
另外一个敌人、感恩的敌人就是贪。
I have the definition of greed for excessive desire for getting or having.
就是不满足要不断的想要有。
And a desire for more than one needs or deserves.
想要拿到你、所不，你事实上不配有的东西。
The problem is sometimes we think we need more than we really do. We do not know how much we need.
有时候我们，这个欲望无法被填满，因为我们不晓得我们真正需要的是什么。
And then the last one I have up here is entitlement.
最后一个是，entitlement 就是说，你觉得你应该得到的东西。
And what I mean by that is a sense of entitlement is a belief that one is deserving of or entitled to certain privileges, my rights.
也就是说，这是一种、一种意念，一种相信，相信说你配得到这些东西。
And a feeling that we have the right to everything we have and we deserve it.
另外一个就是一种心中的感觉，说我有这样的、权利可以去拿到。该有的东西。
And all of these things become enemies of thankfulness in our lives.
所以这些东西就成为我们生命里面、跟感恩为敌的东西。
And it's interesting when we do some of these things, such as compare ourselves with other people, we usually compare ourselves、with people who have more than we have.
通常跟我们在跟别人攀比的时候，都是比那些看起来比我们强、比我们好的。
And if we would just compare ourselves with the people who have far less than we have, we would probably be much more thankful.
但当你往下比，比那些比我们差的，你就会感觉到能够感恩。
And so, how can we destroy these enemies of thanksgiving?
所以我们能够怎么样来把这些敌人消除呢？
I can't shoot them with my gun. I can't shoot them with my bow and arrow.
这是无法用，这些是无形的东西，无法用弓箭武器去打败。
I can't stop them with my machete or my hatchet.
Sorry.
I said I can't stop them with my machete or my hatchet.
Mercedes. I miss it.
That's okay. Can't stop them with a big knife. How's that?
Okay.
And so let's talk about this, and I want to have us just look at two verses from the Bible.
所以我们看看圣经怎么说。
It says, so then, just as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in him. I'll continue reading while he gets his Bible. Rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. Colossians chapter 2, verses 6. And 7. Don't blame Jerry tonight. I did not give him notes ahead of time, far enough ahead of time for him to prepare. It's my fault.
在哥罗西书二章六到七节，他们这样说：你们既然接受了主基督耶稣，就当遵他而行，在他里面生根建造，信心坚固。正如你们所做的、所领的教训，感谢的心也就更增长。
And so we want to focus on this.Overflowing with thankfulness.
所以我要今天晚上特别来着重最后这短短的一句，就是感谢的心也更增长了。
And I want you to say that with me. Overflowing with thankfulness. Let's say it together. Overflowing with thankfulness. You may have them say it in Mandarin too if you'd like.
我们一起来讲，感谢的心也更增长了。感谢的心也更增长。
Okay, that sounds good. So how do we destroy the enemies of thanksgiving?
所以我们人怎么样能够把跟感恩为敌的这些东西消除掉？
I'm going to suggest to you overflow with thankfulness.
我建议大家就是常常想到有这个感恩的心。
And I passed out this paper to you at the first of the month. I'm thankful for.
在这个月初的时候，我曾经讲到的时候，有把这张纸传给大家。我说，请大家把你心里面想感恩的事情写在这张纸上面。
I told you I'd give you another opportunity tonight to share what you're thankful for.
所以今天晚上我再给你一次机会，去想一想你有什么事情你可以感恩的。
So here's what we're going to do. We're going to overflow with thankfulness, and we're going to use an object lesson.
所以我今天要用一些例子来演练怎么样叫做overflow 就感谢不但是满溢出来的。
This jar is going to represent our life.
所以这个小瓶子代表着我们的生命。
These little balls are going to represent the enemies of thankfulness.
那么这几个小球。小纸团就代表了跟感恩为敌的
Envy, greed, entitlement,
觉得自己该得。
This is going to represent thankfulness.
那么这个蓝色的水就代表我们的感恩之心。
And I'm going to pour thankfulness into our lives, and let till it overflows.
所以我要把这个蓝色的水倒在瓶子里面，也就是感恩的心能够充充满满的满溢在我们的生命里面。
But you have to help me.
但你必须要来帮助我。
Because I will do one, but you're going to have to do the others. And as you share them, I'll keep pouring until it overflows. So you're going to have to share it till it overflows.
所以我今天有人上来做见证，我就倒一些，所以我希望我们今天能够把它充满。
So on November the 19th, I said I was thankful for a beautiful sunset and look at the world running through my mind all day long.
所以11月9号那天我看到天空的晚霞落日，我觉得非常的感恩。
So who's next? What are you thankful for tonight? And what, if you didn't write your sheets, that's okay. But if you had your sheets, that's okay to share those too.
如果你有写下来的，你可以讲；没有写下来也可以。
Great food. It's going to take a long, this is going to be a long service unless you help me overflow with thankfulness.
Great football team. Great football team.
Oh, okay.
Working hard.
Good. We're getting there. Family. Did you want to translate these?
Oh, 刚刚有人提到家庭，有人提到足球队，工作，现在为我们的教会感恩。
Long ways to go.
Sunday school teachers. What? Oh, health.
I didn't understand it, but I figured it was Chinese.
House. Thankful for tomorrow's Northern victory. That's faith plus thankfulness, right?
I come from Michigan.
It's a 7-4 team, okay?
Okay, we'll let him. That's my faith. We'll see what he says Sunday. Keep going very quickly. We can do it. Parents, okay?
父母，为父母。为我们的下一代。Daughter's family.
Smith. Angel Smith.
Angel Smith.
Keep going. You're doing good. For health? Okay.
健康，有工作，为主耶稣的救恩。
We're almost overflowing.
Great neighborhood church.
And a good pastor that help us. Thank you.
Interpreter.
Put more.
Is that enough?
Good weather. 好天气。
Okay, so look what happens. I think the solution for the enemies of unthankfulness is overflowing with thankfulness.
所以我们看到这个那些敌人都被冲到这个桶子的外面。
When we overflow, I'm going to make a mess, but when we overflow, there's no room for the enemies. Thankfulness.
感恩的心完全满意在我们的生命里面的时候，我们就没有空能够有让这些敌人能够乘隙而入的。
And not only that, but we flow over into other people's lives, and they get splashed with all the blessings as well.
而且我们可以去影响、感染别人。
So I would suggest tonight that if you are having a tough day or a tough week, overflow with thankfulness.
所以如果你这个礼拜或者是今天不是很如意的话，请你想一想。
If you remember last year, I even preached on be thankful for that. You've got to be kidding.
记得有我一次来告诉你我的讲道题目就是你能够感恩吗？题目的下半段是说你在开玩笑。
And I would even suggest for your parents when the unthankfulness is in your home to use this object lesson again with your children and say, let's count all the things we're thankful for.
所以父母们，我们回到家里面跟我们的儿女也能够来数算神在我们身上的恩典。
Another thing that came on my Facebook said, if God is all you have, you have all you need.
另外一个在我的Facebook 上面写的东西就是这句话，事实上是约翰福音第十四章第八节所说的，如果神是你所有的东西，那你也就你所有的需要也都被满足了。
So we're going to turn to number 310 in your songbooks, and we're going to say, "Count your blessings."
好，所以我们请大家翻到310首 红色诗歌本。
And as you sing this song, notice it says, even when you're in the middle of conflicts, to count your blessings.